Welcome back to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon. And during the next half hour, we'll continue to feature each Motown artist's second biggest hit. This half hour, we'll hear from Gladys Knight and the Pimps, Lionel Richie, the Jackson 5, Diana Ross, Martha and the Vandellas, Boys to Men, Junior Walker and the All-Stars, and the Commodores. Well, first up this half hour, Gladys Knight and the Pimps, and a great song I heard through the grapevine right here on Motown Memories.
All the great Motown songs here on Motown Memories.
Song. All night long.
All night long.
Oh.
Motown memory from the Jackson 5 ABC, and it reached number one in the United States Billboard Pop Charts from 1970, and that was the second of five number ones in a row. Before that, Lionel Richie and All Night Long, All Night, number one from 1983, and we started with Glass Night and the Pips and I Heard Through the Grapevine, number two from 1967. You found the home of Motown memories. This is Tom Fallon. For this hour, featuring each Motown artist's second biggest hit, including all the record labels that they recorded on. Well, coming up, the number one smash hit from Diana Ross, Upside Down. Well, Upside Down was written and produced by Group Chic members Nile Rodgers and Bernard Edwards. It was recorded and released in 1980 as the lead single from Diana Ross's 10th album called Diana. Well, as mentioned, Upside Down was a big hit internationally, topping the singles charts in Sweden, Italy, Norway, and Switzerland, while reaching number 5 in Canada. It also rose to number 2 in the UK singles chart, marking the highest peak performance from Diana Ross as a solo artist since the song called I'm Still Waiting in 1971. It also earned her a British Industry Silver Disc Award for sales in excess of 250,000 copies. Upside Down is listed at number 62 on Billboard's Greatest Songs of All Time. Here is Diana Ross, Upside Down, right here on Motown.
I said Upside Down, you're turning me, you're giving love instinctively, round and round, you're turning me, upside down, boy, you turn me inside out, and round and round, upside down, boy, you turn me inside out, and round and round. Instinctively you give to me the love that I need. I cherish the moments with you. Respectfully I say to thee, I'm aware that you're cheating when no one makes me feel like you do. Upside down, boy, you turn me inside out and round and round. Upside down, boy, you turn me
Martha for the Vandellas, and a great song, Heat Wave, and then reached number 4 in the United States Billboard Pop Charts from 1963. And we started with Diana Ross and Upside Down, number 1 from 1980. This is Motown Memories with Tom Allen. For this hour, we're featuring each Motown artist's second biggest hit, including all the record labels that they recorded on. Well, coming up, Boys to Men and I'll Make Love to You, right here on Motown Memories.
Submit to your demands. I will do anything. Girl, you need only ask. I'll make love to you like you want me to, and I'll hold you tight, baby, all through the night. I'll make love to you when you want me to, and I will not let go of you till me too. We'll be right back.
Memories. Continue with Tom Fallon.
Morning's just a moment away, and I'm without you once again. You laughed at me. You said you never needed me. I wonder if you need me now. So many dreams that flew away, so many words we didn't say. Two people lost in a storm. Where did we go? Where'd we go?
Commodores featuring Lionel Richie and Still, and they reached number one from 1979. Before that, Junior Walker and the All-Stars with What Does It Take to Win Your Love, reaching number four from 1969. And we started with Boys to Men and I'll Make Love to You, number one from 1994. This hour, we feature some great artists and their second biggest song. I hope you enjoyed this show. If you have any questions, comments, or suggestions for future Motown shows, I'd love to hear from you. My email address is MotownMemories@yahoo.com. That's MotownMemories@yahoo.com. Also, be sure to visit our website at MotownMemories.com. That's MotownMemories.com. On that website, you'll find information about all of your favorite Motown artists, including those featured in this edition of Motown Memories, as well as all the radio stations that carry Motown Memories 7 days a week. Until next time, this is Tom Fallon. Goodbye for now.